1. Statement of John Hetman, Jr. I am the most unfortunate of men, rich, respected, fairly well educated, and of sound health, with many of the advantages usually valued by those having them, and coveted by those who have them not. I sometimes think that I should be less unhappy if they had been denied me. For then the contrast between my outer and my inner life would not be continually claiming a painful attention. In the stress of privation and the need of effort, I might sometimes forget the somber secret ever baffling the conjecture that it compels. I am the only child of my parents, John and Julia Hetman. The one was a well-to-do country gentleman. The other, a beautiful and accomplished woman, to whom he was passionately attached, with what I now know to have been a jealous and exacting devotion. The family home was a few miles outside Nashville, Tennessee, a large, irregularly built dwelling of no particular order of architecture, a little way off the road in a park of trees and shrubbery. At the time of which I write, I was 19 years old, a student at Yale. One day I received a telegram.